VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United Nations has brokered a ceasefire to end a week of clashes in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. The announcement on Tuesday came after Libyan authorities said the death toll from the violence had risen to at least 61 and scores of people had been wounded. The U.S., Britain, France, and Italy issued a joint statement welcoming the ceasefire. The statement also called on, quote, all Libyan parties to refrain from any actions that could undermine the ceasefire announcement or jeopardize the security of civilians. Armed militias have been fighting for control of the capital since the fall of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The Trump administration is again warning Syria about using chemical weapons. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The White House says if Syrian President Bashar Assad chooses to again use chemical weapons, the U.S. and its allies will respond swiftly and appropriately. In a statement, the White House says it's closely monitoring the situation in rebel-held Idlib province, where it says millions of innocent civilians are under threat of a Syrian government attack backed by Russia and Iran. Russia has been a key supporter of Assad and has complained about militants in Idlib targeting Russian facilities. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. said it will continue to work tirelessly with its allies to find a lasting diplomatic solution to resolve the hostilities in Syria under a United Nations Security Council resolution. There are reports in South Korea at this hour that a South Korean presidential delegation has left for North Korea for talks to arrange a summit for later this month. They also hope to rescue the faltering nuclear diplomacy between the U.S. and North Korea. It's unclear whether the South Korean representatives will meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un before returning late Wednesday. This is VOA News.